USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed 25 million infections since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, as states continue to labor to vaccinate their most at-risk residents. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Javier Becerra says the new administration won't be able to reverse the trajectory of the pandemic overnight, but he tells CNN that federal coordination with the states will help get things back to normal faster.
We can do better. We can not only control COVID, but get us back to real normality. But it takes everybody, all hands on deck. We've got to make sure we're coordinating and we are talking to people. We can't just tell the states, here's some PPE, some masks, here's some vaccines, now go do it. No, no. When we hand them over, we stay with them and provide resources to make it happen. We do that. If we get people following the president's guidance of wearing a mask for these first 100 days, we're going to get control of this thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
One of the first issues President Biden took on upon taking office was immigration reform, setting Congress a proposal that would create a pathway to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal has already received criticism from Republicans, pushing back against changes to the immigration policy set by the previous administration. But Senator Ben Cardin believes that Congress can make progress on immigration reform in a bipartisan manner. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that there are several issues that already have support from both sides of the aisle.
I know there's strong bipartisan interest in several of these issues. Worker visas are desperately needed in every one of our states, and we need a predictable system on it. The Dreamers, Democrats and Republicans both support finding a way that the Dreamers can have a pathway to citizenship. We have people here on temporary protective status, and there's bipartisan support. These people are here legally. We need to deal with their futures. So I think, and we all believe in border security, I do think there's the ability to come together with a strong bipartisan bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration reportedly plans on overturning former President Trump's ban on transgender Americans serving in the military. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Trump announced the ban via Twitter 6 months after taking office. It took effect in 2019. Sources tell CBS that the Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. President Biden plans to live up to his campaign promises to repeal the ban. Reports are that he plans to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. It's expected to take place at a ceremony for newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin also said he planned to repeal the ban at his Senate confirmation hearing last week. The Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law found in a 2014 study that there were an estimated 15,000 transgender military members serving. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the matchup for Super Bowl 55 is now set. The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 earlier Sunday in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most Super Bowl appearances. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.